Good afternoon, fair listeners in this here land of Fincabula. It is Wednesday, November 6th, 2019. Just when exactly did Halloween quickly come and go? To where did October flit off? All the anticipation building up to that one magical day, if you're lucky, and you have something brewed up. And then, poof, almost as if it were off in a cloud of smoke and pixie dust. I'm trying to do my best not to jinx the second to the last month of the calendar year. But since I am not engaged in that mega behemoth of all writing endeavors this year, I'll give you a hint. It weakly rhymes with pan do rizo. I have to make sure I keep the momentum going by continuing to keep a skeletonous bone schedule of writing goodies to craft diligently daily. Like what I did there, skeletonous. It has structure and flexibility. I'll let you know how that goes. So far, it has yet to gain momentum. But shh. Don't say that word that rhymes with schmo, or my writing mojo may decide it's time to take off on its winter sabbatical early. And I'm really not ready at all for it to leave quite yet. I feel like it only just got here. What I did manage to do is rouse up another pretty satisfying poetry challenge. Probably my last for the moment, but don't hold me to that. Probably second to my love of the elegance, theme, and brevity of haikus is my fondness for the limerick. One that holds a tiny bit of raunch and a whole bushel worth of clever in its perfect five-line form. What I had challenged the poets this batch was to come up with a saucy and tight limerick that would be addressed to or dedicated to someone of whom they are particularly fond. They did not disappoint. I have the pleasure to share with you the four winning limericks. Honey, by Vito Tribuccio. There once was a girl on a horse who was honey on the race course. We went for a ride. I made her my bride. It was a prelude to divorce. Catnip by Nancy Alicia Garcia. I embraced a wild alley cat, a lone tiger who hissed and spat. When I stroked his fur, he began to purr. Now my tiger's a pussycat. Ich will sie, sie will mich, by Ovid. There once was a young lady's smile, who usually wrote in old style, and used to jump time at Greenwich, with postmodern poets to itch, each poetry read for a while. Valentine Day Musing by Dr. Ram Mehta. I'm not your Shakespeare in a way, and you are not my Anne Hathaway. You're Petrarch's Lara, Tennyson's Mariana. Wish not a martyr Valentine's way. I hope you enjoyed this mini episode of Fincabulary. Please let me know if you have any questions or comments for me about the poems I shared or about how to enter future challenges. Have a great week.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.